All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
So, Tony, you're looking for a girl by the name of Kimbra?
Yes, looking for Kimbra.
Why are you looking for Kimbra? Why is Kimbra clearly avoiding you?
Look, I've been seeing her for a while now, and I feel really good about it because we fit like yin and yang, like really just compliment each other.
Yeah.
I'm digging her, and I thought things are going very well, but she's not answering my calls or my texts now.
So, last time you guys hung out, ¿qué pasó? What happened?
Oh, we had a good time. Conversation was great. Had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's one thing I can think of.
Here it is.
If I'm being honest.
Okay, be honest. Yes, what is it?
I do sell brand new men's underwear on Facebook Marketplace.
You sell men's underwear on Facebook Marketplace?
Yeah, look, Is that how you met? No. And again, it's brand new. It sounds weird, but...
It sounds sketchy.
I gotta blame my mom on this one.
Okay.
She doesn't do this, but she buys me way too much underwear for Christmas. She always, like, that's her go-to gift.
Yeah.
And I'm not f***ing, like, one or two packages. She gets me, like, she must go to Costco or something and get, like, all the underwear they have.
Everything is jumbo there, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So you take it and sell it on Facebook Marketplace.
I keep some new ones for myself, but I sell the rest, yeah. It's mostly women looking for underwear for their guys.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I totally forgot why we even had Tony on. Okay, so we're looking for Kimbra. Tony, we'll give her a call for you. I think we can fix this. We'll give her a call for you next.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kimbra?
Yes.
Kimbra, I'm sorry for calling you so early in the morning. My name is Romero, and I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa, and we're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And can I just explain to you why we're calling? It's actually a good reason why we're calling you.
Okay. You guys are from a radio station?
Yes, but the reason we're calling you is because we got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. It's a guy that you know. He likes you. We would like to know if you would like to go out on a date with this gentleman. I'm going to tell you his name. But before I do, if you do agree to a date, then we will set up wherever you feel the most comfortable going. You tell us the restaurant. You tell us even the day and the time, and we'll figure it out and reserve the whole thing just so you and this gentleman can, you know, get to know each other a little better. Would you like to hear his name?
Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. And before I tell you his name, if it's because of the fact that he sells his underwear online, he would like to apologize.
Jesus.
It's Tony.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. I think I'm good. Thank you.
Hold on. Is it because he sells his underwear online? Because it's his mom who gets him too much. He can't wear all that underwear.
You can't fault a guy for having a side hustle. That's fine. I'm sure there are weirder things sold on Facebook Marketplace, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So then what is it?
Okay. So the last time we hung out, we were having a good time, whatever, but then he went to the bathroom and his Alexa went off and says, Tony, don't forget to order cat food and Cialis. And I was like, what?
Tony, don't forget to order cat food and what?
Cialis. That's a medication,
like,
yep. Right?
Oh, like it's the, like it's, Viagra.
Yeah,
right?
It's like Viagra.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, it is Viagra.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's for.
Isn't it a different brand?
Yeah, it's like a different brand. So, is Alexa reminding him to buy his Cialis?
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then she went ahead and said it again, so there's no mistake.
Hold on. No. I can explain that. It's not for me. It's for my brother.
Oh, hold on. Kimbra, Tony? Yes, Tony's on the phone right now. And just like the underwear, he has an explanation for the Cialis.
Hey, Kimbra, sorry. But look, no, that's not mine. I swear.
Really?
Yeah. I ordered for my brother. I told you he just got married. He doesn't want his wife to know.
He's like 22. That is such bullshit, Tony.
No, it's not. It's not bullshit. It's 100% true. Look, his drive's just not.
The stuttering is killing me.
So hold on a second. So I mean, damn, he had a quick explanation for it, just like the underwear. So
because it's true.
Okay, so your brother is having issues with dysfunction a little bit, and he orders Cialis to your house.
It's something we've done for a while.
Uh-huh.
Again, he lives with his wife. He was living with her before they were married. He doesn't want her to know. He has to take this to get it up.
Mm. And so you get it.
Oh, boy.
And then you secretly, like Mission Impossible, deliver it to his house?
Well, I see him. I mean, it's my brother. I see him at least once a week. So it's not like so weird that he just comes and gets it.
Yeah. I kind of believe him.
I mean, I don't know why, but I feel like I do too.
He was up front with the underwear.
Yeah, so right.
He has a weird family. But
I still think it's bullshit.
I mean, that is 22 is like your prime.
No.
Like,
she's right, and you're right. Yeah. But like, there's doesn't mean it's impossible.
No, some young dicks don't work.
Oh, God.
My God.
All right, look, you don't believe me? I can prove it to you. I can show you just how hard I get.
Oh,
all right,
my
I don't need
God.
A pill. Next, let me make it up to you. Next time we get together, I will f*** you like you've never been
f***ed. Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Man, Tony, I think you're such a liar. Like, this explanation is way too quick, and it smells of bullshit, and I just don't believe you.
No, it's not. Look, this is not my fault. It's my brother with his worthless dick. And
Alexa's big mouth.
Can't keep him out. And Jeff Bezos flying to space and on a giant like it's
original. What is going on?
He's so mad at everything. So this is another date, Kimbra?
No.
No. Tony, you could be honest now. Have you ever, is the Cialis for you or have you ever tried it?
Yeah, look, I did not lie to you guys once. This is for my brother. Now, have I tried it? Sure.
So when you tried it, what happened?
I wanted to see what it would do. I had a girl coming over, but then she canceled at me last minute because her cat got sick. And so it was the worst night of my life. I literally sat there with an erection watching The Sopranos for 5 hours.
Oh, Tony, you. Can I go now? Are we done here?
Chris and his limp goddamn dick.
The Second Date Update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. getupcrew@hot969boston.com.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Steny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1 800 1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.